Welcome to For You, the podcast with Sarah O'Sullivan. This one is for all my gals who want the tea when it comes to TikTok content and navigating your 20s. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of For You, the podcast. I am Sarah, your host, and I am so excited to be recording with you guys today. This is probably the last episode I am recording in my Gold Coast apartment on my bedroom floor, so stay tuned for some better audio to come, some better video to come, because I will definitely not miss this setup, but I will always hold it dear to my heart as it was my first ever podcast setup. So today we are chatting about a TikTok trend. So I'm not sure if you remember in the trailer, I spoke about there being two kinds of episodes with the podcast, one episode being a TikTok marketing focus and like business kind of focus, and the second being a TikTok trend or theme topic focus. So today we are chatting about a very relevant current TikTok trend and topic to wrap up 2022 as a year, and that is lessons from 2022. So whether you have been scrolling on TikTok lately or you've been doing some reflecting of your own, I know I've been seeing this all over my For You page and a few friends have been seeing the same, but you will love this episode. I love reflecting personally on the year that was and setting goals for the new year. And I feel like this trend has helped me to really do that and really reflect on the year that was. And yeah, just look forward to 2023. So I'm excited to get into this episode. I actually cannot believe how fast 2022 has flown by. For me personally, it has been one of the biggest years of my life. I struggle to comprehend my emotions surrounding 2022. It was the happiest year of my life, yet the saddest year of my life. It was the loneliest year of my life, but the most, like the year of most solitude that I've ever had. It's been a really huge year for me, and I honestly feel like I have lived 10 separate lives in 1 year, which is insane. So you guys don't actually know too much about me yet, unless you're one of my friends or my family, then I'm sure you know a little bit about me. But let me just give you kind of a little rundown on who I am, other than just being a TikTok and marketing professional. So let me give you like a little bit of a synopsis and a bit of context to who Sarah O'Sullivan really is. So as you guys know, I am 24 years old. I'm a huge lover of all things to do with health, wellness, beauty, lifestyle, fashion. I love living a wholesome life with a side of partying here and there. I would say that this year I have truly mastered, maybe, I don't know if you'd say master, but I would say I've mastered the art of balance when it comes to living a wholesome but wild life. On the weekends, you will find me at the beach, the markets, eating an almond croissant with an almond latte, with my friends, doing Pilates, or at the gym. I also love a long walk. I am a walker. I am an avid daily journal gal and beach walks with podcasts. That's like my form of self-care and alone time that I absolutely love. I grew up in Sydney, Australia. And I moved to the Gold Coast exactly 1 year ago, which feels like a lifetime ago. I cannot believe it has been 1 year of living on the sunny Gold Coast. Crazy. And I'm actually moving back to Sydney next week. So that is very exciting, the start of a new chapter. It's weird like going back to a place that you've known your whole life, but being a really different person. So we'll see how that plays out. I studied a Bachelor of Communications, majoring in public relations and marketing. And I have been working within the marketing industry now for 6 years, which is wild. I swear I only graduated high school like last year. I am a very independent and strong-willed girl, some would say. And I am on the cusp, if you're into star signs, this one's for you. I'm on the cusp of Leo and Virgo. And I like to think I am the best of both worlds when it comes to being a Leo and a Virgo, which is a very Leo thing of me to say, I know. I love attention, I am loud, and I know what I want, as a true Leo does. but I am also balanced. I love my routine. I love my own space and being alone, and I am extremely organized, just like a true Virgo. So a few fun facts about me are that I actually love to snowboard and have recently picked up surfing as a hobby too, despite me being an absolute klutz and not very coordinated when it comes to sport. I always have my camera open and ready to shoot, either my friends, a cute corner, or even my food. I love change and I thrive off being challenged. I love my alone time and I have learnt this year how to be my best friend, my own best friend. I am allergic to peanuts and fish, and I have the worst allergies and hay fever known to mankind. So that's kind of me in a nutshell, if you want to put it like that. With all of that context and wrapping up who I am as a person, maybe you will be able to understand this episode and my 22 lessons from 2022 a little bit extra. So 2022 has been a crazy year, and I think that goes for all of us. I know, looking around and like knowing what my friends have been through, what my family have been through, it has been probably one of the best years in a long time, since it's like the first year kind of coming out of COVID and the pandemic, but also a weird year for a lot of people as life goes back to normal post-pandemic, and just like a lot of change, I would say. It's been a year full of change, and I think that goes for pretty much everyone. We've kind of been given this like new way of living post-pandemic, and I see it as a positive, and I think that a lot of people are a lot more empathetic and sympathetic. There is a lot more compassion. There is a lot more freedom. There is a lot more flexibility in terms of work, and there is more to look forward to, because we have been taken, our freedom was taken away from us for so long. Having freedom now is so good, and it feels so nice, and I just like see a new kind of excitement in people's lives. And I know obviously the pandemic was really hard on a lot of people, but I think we are kind of coming to the back end of that now, which is really good. For me personally, as I said earlier, this year I feel like I have literally, I'm not exaggerating, but I am an exaggerator, but this is not an exaggeration. I feel like I've literally lived 10 different lives in 1 year. I moved interstate at the end of last year. It has been a roller coaster ever since then. I have been thrown around between jobs, friends, health issues, lots of things. But in hindsight, I have learned so many things. And I think even though it has been one of the hardest years I have gone through in my adult life so far, I can hands down say it has also been the best year for me and the year where most of my growth has occurred. And I'm so excited for 2023. Like 2023 is going to be a hot girl year. It's going to be Europe summer year, boss bitch vibes year, independent year. It's just going to be all the things. It's going to be my best era season yet. And I fully believe that for everyone. I know so many people around me that are so looking forward to the new year and have so many plans for 2023. And I cannot wait to see my friends freaking smash their goals and see their dreams become a reality, because how exciting is that? So let's get into 22 things I have learnt in 2022. Number one, you cannot grow inside your comfort zone. Now, I was very comfortable living in Sydney and I was content there. I was happy, but I was comfortable and I felt kind of stagnant and I had to get out of that, hence why I moved. So one of the things I have learned this year is you can't grow inside your comfort zone. Even if you are content, you can't grow there. You need to get out of your comfort zone, whether that be a relationship, a house, a job, a mindset, like get out of your comfort zone and you will grow tenfold, I promise. Number two, self-care is key. It is so easy these days to get caught up in the world around us and what everyone else is doing that we forget to look after ourselves and put ourselves as a priority. And I'm guilty of that and I didn't do that for a long time. But now that I have done that and put myself first, everything around me just flows naturally and it's so good and I love it. Obviously, there are bad days in everyone's life, but self-care has helped me so much personally. Number three, home is not a place, it's within yourself. So a lot of people say, like home isn't a place, it's where your family or friends are or whatever. And I fully believe that. But I also believe that home is within you. If you are comfortable in yourself, you can make any place, situation, city your home. Like, you are your home. So I think that's a really important lesson I've learned this year, being away from my physical home. I've learned that I myself and my home, and I am able to make any situation into a home for myself. Number four, the ocean holds healing powers, quite literally. I never grew up by the beach. I was always a West girl. I grew up like on land, pretty much on a golf course with cows surrounding me, never was by the water. But ever since moving to the beach, like I'm literally a 5-minute walk from the beach right now, I have understood the healing powers that the ocean holds. Like I suffer eczema, asthma, allergies, and that has helped with all of that so much. It's also helped with my mental health a lot and my mindset. And if I'm feeling overwhelmed, I'll just go down to the beach. I'll go for a swim. Also, if I'm hungover, go for a swim, fixes that straight away. The ocean is so good for you in so many ways, your physical and your mental health. Number five, find what balance means to you. Everyone's version of balance is different, and the word balance is thrown around so often in terms of life's about balance, like find your balance. But balance means something different for everyone. So you need to figure out what balance means for you and what balance looks like for you in order to be balanced in life. So balance for me is like literally enjoying a bit of everything. I like to go by the 80-20 rule. I actually read a really good quote the other day saying that there was 365 days in the year, and 2% of that is spent on vacation. 6% of that is celebrating, like having events or celebrations twice a month. And then the rest of it, the other 330 something days or percent or whatever it is what you do every day that matters. So don't get caught up in like, if you're going to an event, oh, I can't drink or I can't eat this because it's going to ruin my progress. No, have balance, enjoy yourself there. It more matters about what you do every day that's going to work towards your progress and your goals. Number six, love yourself the way you want to be loved by others. Like attracts like, and if you start loving yourself the way that you want a potential partner to love you, or your workplace to love you, or your friends to love you, your family to love you, you need to love yourself first. And whatever you kind of show the world will be like a projection of how you want to be loved. So talk kind to yourself, and you will attract someone who will also talk kind to you. Or, you know, just like love yourself how you want to be loved, and also that'll be how you love someone else as well, which will be reciprocated. Number seven, you can't change the way people are. So sometimes you need to change your mindset about the situation instead. There are so many situations I've run into this year where I wish I could just change someone and like change the way they are, or the way they view something, or their mindset, or change my job, or, you know, something that I want to change. And sometimes you physically just cannot change anything. You cannot change someone, they have to change themselves, and you cannot change a situation sometimes. So you need to switch your mindset and be like, okay, well, they're not going to change, so how can I change to be okay with this in this situation? Number eight, you are a product of the five people you hang around the most. I always heard this thrown around in school and like growing up, but it wasn't until this year that I really realized the true meaning of that statement. You hang out with people pretty much every week, every day. If you hang around, say like the five people you hang around the most, if you're hanging around people who want to be successful, are working towards their goals every day, are fit and have a good lifestyle, a healthy lifestyle, you're going to subconsciously become like that and want to do the same. Whereas if you're hanging around people who are negative all the time and are down and all they do is party and like spend their money, you're going to subconsciously do that as well. So you need to be mindful of who you're spending your time with and if they are the type of people that you want to be like, because whether you like it or not, you're subconsciously going to start acting like them and you're going to become like them. Number nine, being alone doesn't mean you're lonely. So I'm a gal who loves to spend my time alone. Don't get me wrong, I love my friends and I love my family and I love being around people, but I get drained quite easily and I need to be alone all of the time to recharge. Being alone, So if I choose to be alone, that doesn't mean I'm lonely. It means I'm comfortable being alone and I'm comfortable in solitude and in my own space. And that is okay. A lot of people will say, oh, why do you go to the beach by yourself? Because it's my time to recharge and I want to do that. And I'm spending time with myself and it's a form of self-care. So it's okay if you're alone. It doesn't mean that you're necessarily lonely. Number 10, be true to who you are because people are going to have their opinions anyway. I think it's so easy to get caught up in what other people think of you and self-doubt and self-negative talk about what other people are going to think or say of you. But really, no matter what you're like as a person, another person is always going to have an opinion on you. So who the hell cares? Literally just be true to yourself. Be whoever you want to be and be confident in that because at the end of the day, you're the only person that matters when it comes to that, as long as you're not hurting anyone and doing the right thing and being a good person. If you're happy in yourself, no one else matters. Number 11, growth is never ending. I think when I moved up to the Gold Coast, I was so happy because I thought I had achieved everything I wanted. So I stopped practicing my gratitude. I stopped practicing my meditation, manifestation. I stopped journaling. I stopped doing the day-to-day things that got me to the point where I got to. And quickly, I realized I can't stop those things because as soon as I stopped doing them, a few months later, I realized I was back at square one and I was kind of running on a hamster wheel again. So you need to constantly be training your mind and training your soul and body to be in a mindset of growth and achievement and goals. You can't just, once you have something, stop working towards the next thing. I mean, definitely stop and enjoy the roses and smell the roses for a bit. And give yourself a pat on the back, but don't stop practicing the day-to-day things that got you to that point because growth is never ending. Number 12, everything happens for a reason. It's super cliche, I know, but it truly does happen for a reason, even if you can't see it in the moment. I believe in divine timing with the universe. I believe that whatever you believe in, God, the universe, whatever, has your back and everything does happen for a reason and it will all make sense even if it doesn't straight away. Number 13, true friends will never leave no matter the distance. Now, this is something I'm so grateful for. My Sydney friends, you know who you are. I freaking love you so much. You have not left my side since I moved, even though we are miles and miles and miles and kilometers and kilometers and kilometers apart. You have showed me, you've shown up for me. You have shown me that you love me, shown me that you care, you listen to me, you put effort in with me still. And it just goes to prove that if they are your true friend, no matter what distance there is, they will always still be there and they will always be your friend. And I'm so grateful for that. Number 14, nothing compares to the bond that I share with my family. I think moving away, I didn't realize how much my family meant to me. And now my poor mom has to deal with me calling her twice a day because I just love her so much and obviously love all my family. But yeah, family is special. And if you have a good relationship with your family, hold on to that because it is beautiful. Number 15, I think I'm up to. Yes. Listen to listen, not to respond. I'm going to say that again so that you can really understand what I'm saying. Listen to listen and not to respond. So I'm someone who loves a chat. I love to talk. I talk all the time. We know that. We know this about me. I often catch myself listening to someone talking and straight away thinking about what I'm going to say back or how I'm going to respond to them. But lately I've been practicing listening to purely just listen to what they're saying. If one of my friends is venting or ranting, I don't have to have a solution for them. I don't have to give them my advice. I don't need to fix their problem. I just need to listen to them. And whatever I'm meant to say will come out naturally after listening to them. I love that. I love that lesson that I've learned. Number 16, you never have to settle for anything less than you either desire or you deserve. So if you have an amazing job, and you're still wanting more, or you know you deserve more money, or you want more from that kind of environment, that is okay. And you can go after that. You don't have to settle. In a relationship, you don't have to settle for someone just because you think they're the only option. You deserve, you know what you deserve, and you need to know your worth and know what you want, and don't settle for anything other. And that's fine. Number 17, money comes and goes, especially in your 20s. Like forever, really, money comes and goes. But it is okay to have money come and money go. Oh, my pot plant just fell over outside. I'm watching, it's so windy outside and it just fell. Oh well. Anyway, back on track. Money comes and goes, and that is fine. Sometimes, especially if you're an entrepreneur or you're working for yourself, you're going to have weeks of a lot of cash flow, then you're going to have weeks of not much, and that's okay. I like to think of life as you could die tomorrow, and what's going to happen with your money anyway? You may as well live your life to the best that you can. I'm the kind of person who would much rather spend money on traveling than I would materialistic things. Or right now in my life, my priority is not buying a house. It's traveling and experiencing life and starting businesses, etc. And that's okay. When the time is right, I will purchase property and I will have the money for that when I do. But for now, money comes and goes, and I'm going to spend it on traveling and living my best life because I'm 24 and I can't. And I have no responsibilities, which is amazing. I don't know what I'm up to. I think I'm up to number 18, potentially. Yes, 18. And again, another very cliche one. If they wanted to, they would. And that goes for your job, your relationships or situationships, your friendships, your family, you. If they wanted to do something, they would do it. If they wanted to message you, they would. If they wanted to reach out, they would. If they wanted to take you for dinner, they would. If they wanted to hang out with you, they would. If they wanted to give you promotion, they would. As simple as that. Stop making excuses for people. Nothing's too hard. If you're a priority, they will make time for you. If they wanted to, they would. And I will literally live by that in every aspect of life. Number 19. It's never too late to try a new hobby. So as I mentioned earlier, me and a few of my besties have just taken up surfing. Surfing is something I have wanted to do for the longest time, but growing up, I was always kind of told that I was uncoordinated and not sporty. And I'm not. Like, I'm not sporty. I'm not coordinated. But that put a limiting belief on myself as to what I can do. And I never tried surfing because I thought I wouldn't be good at it. But I actually really enjoy surfing, and it's been really fun learning a new hobby. So I highly recommend picking up a hobby no matter what age you are. You can always try something new. Number 20, your version of happiness won't be the same as everyone's version of happiness. So your version of happiness could mean something totally different to your best friend, and that's okay. And you need to become okay with that and become okay with other people's versions of happiness too, and stop comparing yourself, stop judging other people, just let people live their life, stay in your lane, and you will be happy. Okay, lesson 20, I think I'm up to. Weekly saunas are elite. They are life-changing. I have recently, this year, I have gotten into infrared saunas, and they have changed my skin. They have helped me relax and calm down my nervous system. They've helped with my mental health. They've literally just helped me so much, and I cannot recommend infrared saunas enough. Love them. Number 21, having a few drinks on a night out is not going to ruin your progress, whether that be your fitness progress, your mental health progress, whatever. It's not going to ruin your progress. If you want to have a few drinks, have a few drinks. If you don't, that's fine. You don't have to explain yourself to anyone as to why you don't want to have a few drinks. Just don't have them. Be strong in yourself and enjoy life. And the final lesson of 2022, my 22nd lesson, is do what you're passionate about, even if it doesn't make sense to others. So again, like a lot of thinking about what other people are thinking of you and getting in your own head and self-doubt, it literally does not matter. And people are too worried about themselves anyway to be worrying about you. So do what you're passionate about, because no one actually cares. And the people who matter are going to back you 100% no matter what. And that's what matters. And you need to back yourself. Anyway, so that's my 22 lessons of 2022, guys. I hope you enjoyed kind of chatting about those. I did do the TikTok trend. It's pinned to my personal profile at Sarah M. O'Sullivan, if you want to go have a look at that. Yeah, and just swipe through and see my lessons. I'd also love to hear what your lessons are for 2022 if you want to comment on Instagram or leave me a comment on TikTok. I would absolutely love to read through those. I love like kind of having that connection with everyone who listens and building a community and knowing that we're not alone in this. But anyway, thank you so much for listening to my third episode, so my second proper episode. I am so grateful that you are listening. I don't know who you are, but thank you so, so, so much. And I hope that this kind of gave you a little bit more of an insight as to who I am as a person and yeah, what I have learned in 2022 as a TikTok trend. The next episode, stay tuned. It's coming next week and I definitely have some special guests lined up. So also stay tuned for that. Thank you for listening and have the best Friday ever and have the best weekend. Bye guys.